Hello, this is Bricks and Mortar from EG. Today, we're looking at routes into the real estate profession and the option to study part-time while gaining experience of the industry. One institution that has led the way in part-time study and which turns 100 this year is the University College of Estate Management, or UKEM. It started life as a correspondence institution and has now transformed into a vocational online university. Here today to discuss the possibilities offered by part-time study are two people with connections to UKEM. Peter Escreet, MBA Construction and Real Estate Programme Leader at the University, and Sarah Williams, a recent graduate of both UKEM's Foundation Degree Surveying Practice and BSc Real Estate Management programmes. You're listening to Sarah Jackman. Peter, Sarah, thanks very much indeed for joining me today. Peter, perhaps I can start with you. A brilliant achievement, a milestone year for the university. Can you start just by giving our listeners an outline of UKEM and just how it operates?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, UKEM, as we term it, operates as the online leading provider of supported education. And it's essentially for the built environment. So people come to us for construction or real estate courses. And it could be they're starting off their career, it could be they're changing their career. And what we offer is availability of people to actually work and study at the same time. And that's essential for a lot of people today, whereby, you know, they're quite busy, they want to get ahead in their industry, and they can actually work, develop their career, and also build up their educational qualifications at the same time. The age range is probably anywhere, as you can imagine, from 18 through to, as we've had at one point, somebody in their 80s.
So
it's like open to everybody, depending on what their motivation is.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, does that resonate with you? I mean, what first attracted you to a career in property?
Yes, it does, Sarah. To be honest, I started working for a surveying firm as an office manager and did for several years. I actually transferred to the property management team when there was a vacancy. There was actually a lot of similarities between the office management and property management. But what I found after a year or so was, although I was picking things up well, there was a lot of terminology and sort of practices used by colleagues that I didn't fully understand, which is the reason why I decided to enrol on the foundation degree, just to give me a better understanding of the industry, really. But yeah, it's a way of being able to study and work at the same time. And for a lot of people, that's the only option. I mean, as a mature student, it wasn't viable for me to study full time and sort of leave my job. And it was a way to progress with both. So yeah, it was a good choice for me.
Yeah. And you started initially with the foundation degree. Was that a course that was available through full-time study, or was that something that was exclusively there on a part-time basis and that gave you access to the industry and into that sort of level of study?
Well, the foundation degree was actually a new course the year that I started it in 2014. I think it had actually commenced that year, so it was actually a new module that was added to the surveying practice diploma. So I'm not 100% sure if it was a full-time study option. I suspect you would have been able to study it both ways, but for me it was the only option that I was able to do, and it was something that was slightly above the diploma but not quite the BSc course. Mm-hmm. So It sort of sat somewhere in the middle and yeah, it just seemed like a good platform for me to start.
Yeah, that gave you that sort of entry level. And how long did that course take you to complete?
So the foundation degree was 2.5 years. The diploma's 2 years, and the degree is between 4 and 4.5. And like I say, that sort of sat somewhere in the middle. So it was an extra semester, essentially, so yeah. 2.5 years.
Yeah. And how did you find out about it? Was it something that work promoted to you, or was it something that you took the lead on?
Well, actually, I find in this industry quite a lot of people have studied at UKEM on the basis of being able to learn distance learning, which, like I say, for me was the only option. And I think for a lot of people it is. But it was actually a close friend of mine had completed her degree. She started off with the diploma and then transferred to the BSc. And I discussed it with her and she recommended it and said that she found it was a great way of learning. So it was a sort of personal recommendation, really. But like I say, the more people that I spoke to, the more I found that actually a lot of people had studied with them.
Yeah. You then moved on to the real estate management programme. How did you find that next step up?
For me, it was a natural progression, to be honest. I'd been working in the industry by then for about 4 years or so. So my understanding of the surveying practice had actually increased. So it seemed like a natural progression.
And then how long did that part of your qualification take to complete?
So that took another 2 years. So I've just finished the BSc in real estate management and my total time studying was 4.5 years. So it was an extra two.
Okay. And so 4.5 years in total, you know, it's a reasonable length of time. How did you manage the demands of the course with the reality of keeping up your day-to-day work?
I will not lie, it can be a struggle. I think it's important to speak to your employer and to make sure that they actually understand the demands of your course. And whilst it is distance learning, some people may be able to do some of it in work time. I have a very busy job, but generally that wasn't possible for me. So it's having a conversation with your employer and making sure they understand that there will be some time constraints that will affect your day-to-day job. It's just trying to balance the two, and it can be difficult, but I think it's about just trying to be realistic with how much you can get done. I mean, there will be days when you'll finish a long day at work and actually, you know, you don't have the brain capacity to then sit in front of a computer for another 3 hours, but it's balancing the work days and just trying to make it work. I mean, I think the experience will be different for everybody because your personal and sort of social activities will differ between people. But it was tricky at times. But now I've finished it, it doesn't seem so bad. But it was there certainly were times when it was pretty stressful. Mm. But I think if you look at the your end goal and what you're trying to achieve, I think if you keep thinking of that, it keeps things into perspective. The end is in sight somewhere.
Of course. And how did you find that having some practical experience on the ground and working in the office and in the industry already, how did that benefit your study?
It did in a lot of ways because I was able to, in some instances with things that I wasn't necessarily too au fait with, it meant that it actually improved my understanding and made I could apply those principles at work. But also things like the lease structure and that side of things, because I have practical knowledge already, it was a lot easier for me to understand than perhaps somebody that doesn't work in the industry. I think that the course pace is good in respect of they try to cater for all levels of knowledge. In some cases, it was a great benefit because some of the modules I actually already had a really good understanding of them. So therefore, the time that it took me to study them was much less. But then by the same token, there were some things that I had barely touched on in my day-to-day job. So I think it just depends. It can be a real benefit working in the industry already because, like I say, you will understand things more, but also you work in an industry or in an office, should I say, that you're surrounded by professional colleagues that have studied this already. And actually, there's a support element there as well.
Yeah. And when you reflect back on your course and your choice of study, did the reality match the expectation?
Yes, I mean, I suppose I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. There's an element of when the course starts, you sort of look at the different modules. And like I say, I hadn't actually sat down and gone through it in detail with anybody that had already studied it. So it was new to me, if you like. But I think the course is good. It covers the basics of every aspect of surveying practice, but then touches on the core principles and concentrates on those a lot. So it's the sort of principles that you can then apply to a number of different positions. I mean, I work in property management or property asset management. However, the course, you could be working in various different areas of surveying and it will still be completely relevant, and you will learn a lot about everything, basically.
Yeah.
So it definitely gives you an all-round general practice surveying knowledge.
Peter, let's bring you back in here. Are Sarah's background and motivations for studying part-time typical of the students that you teach at USEM?
Sarah's an excellent model in terms of studying. She's quite modest. she didn't actually study, but she got a distinction in the foundation, and she just got a distinction in the real estate course. So we'll be seeing her at the graduation shortly. And yeah, the motivation is quite varied across the range of students that we've got. Sarah mentioned the foundation module. Now, that was perfectly designed for anybody to come on board and get an access into the profession. So we had people from the armed forces, we had people from the trades, be they plasterers, bricklayers, etc., as well as people like Sarah who were already in the industry. Mm. So it had to be written and designed accordingly to bring them in and help them have the motivation to continue. And most people, as maybe Sarah's intimated, know what they want to achieve at the end. So they come to us for that conduit to get them to the next stage of where they want to be. So I've mentioned the people in the trade. So they use the foundation course, for example, to get a stepping stone into, a building surveying career or an estate agent management career, whatever their particular focus was. And so it's nothing unusual. The key thing, as I always say for people, is try and have a passion for what you're doing. And Sarah's had a passion. I've known her personally for all this period of time, funnily enough. So we've been at graduation before, so we know each other quite well. And to be honest, I'm extremely pleased and proud of where she's got to today. And I think that expression of pride reflects all the students we've had so far, that we're actually amazed at some of the journeys they've gone through to achieve what they have.
Yeah. And how does distance learning link into it? I mean, there's obviously much more awareness of people working flexibly these days. I mean, do you see a much greater desire from people to be flexible and to be able to work at distance?
Yeah, because these days, the technology's changed, for example. If you go back just 20, 30 years, a lot of companies weren't offering working from home, for example. The technology wasn't there. They didn't have maybe the laptops, the mobile phones, etc. The way we've designed the courses now means that everything is accessible via whatever medium people want. The actual materials are there for 24 hours a day. People, if they need to move their careers across the world, literally the materials move with them. They study at various points. We even have tutors in different parts of the world as well. So that could actually help get people motivated and give them the option to know that, it's an online course, but the way we've designed it currently is if they need to get in touch with us, most people are available most of the time. You get a response on some of the forums that we have within a few hours. Sarah will know from experience that I tend to answer the phone at all times of day. So it's not, for example, like some other courses whereby it's online and you never hear or can get in touch with the tutors. I think there's a great pride in our institution that we are accessible and we do support students. Because the end product is we want students to succeed. That is the key point. And, trying to get that across to people and success, and what people mean by succeed can vary quite a lot. So some people just want to pass a module, others want to get a distinction. So it's tapping into what their specific requirements are.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what we're particularly good at.
And do you find that when people come to you part-time and perhaps they are making a decision to perhaps change career or to explore another area of property, that they are perhaps a bit more committed than someone who doesn't necessarily have that experience of the industry already and doesn't necessarily have that sort of focus on where they want to be?
Well, I think it's fairly obvious that those who have experience and have a knowledge base from which they're making a considered decision as to which course they need to go on. Because, as you know, we do building surveying, we do quantity surveying, construction management, etc. There's quite a wide range of courses. You know, I personally manage the MBA course. So people come to us with a certain amount of knowledge. Others just want to get an access into the industry. So it's those are the ones who want to get access into the industry, who see our courses as like that leverage from which to be able to go to an interview and have the confidence to talk about, you know, as Sarah said, the terms. Sometimes, you know, we get embroiled in all the terms and technology associated with construction and real estate, and it can be quite a barrier for some. So just doing the course can make a significant amount of difference. And you may not be aware, but I actually studied with the College of Estate Management as well. I changed careers. So I came from a background of corporate governance and finance and moved into building surveying, for example. Mm-hmm. So it worked perfectly for me. And I think the option is if people talk to us in the first instance, and that's the key thing, to make sure they talk to us, let us know what their motivations are, what particular program they need to get on. Then, you know, to be honest, once we've done that, they're actually away, they've got their own motivation, and they just link in with us as appropriate. We get very few people actually change courses and direction, which you get with a lot of traditional universities. So it's, I'm surprised at how much research people do these days, to be honest, before coming to us. And it's something I always recommend if they haven't. I like to be open and honest and say, have you looked at all the possible institutions you could go to? Is ours the right course? Because it's a serious commitment. And I think having that approach actually gives them an increased motivation once they start with us as well.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit then about the main benefits of studying part-time and the ability to be able to balance that with experience of the workplace. Are there any downsides that people need to consider prior to embarking on part-time or distance learning study?
It can be a lonely way of learning in the respect of you're not sat in a classroom. However, one thing I did find, and actually as my course progressed, is that if you do engage with the VLE course, so the virtual learning environment, you'll often find that most of the students are in exactly the same situation. They're probably sat at home on their own with a computer, you know, not necessarily fully understanding everything about the module. Mm. And it's a way of communicating with each other, and the tutors get involved with the forum discussions and sort of lead discussions in the right direction, if you like. But there is the support there. It's about actually having a bit of confidence to put yourself out there and ask what you think may be a silly question. But you'll often find when that's posted that other people will come straight back and respond that, oh, actually, they were thinking the same thing. I think it's just embracing what the VLE can offer. And like I say, sometimes it can take a bit of getting used to if you're not someone that's particularly au fait with social media and things like that. Perhaps the younger students maybe would pick up on that a bit quicker. I mean, I'm a slightly older student, so it's something that didn't perhaps come as natural to me because I'm not used to using discussion forums. However, by the end of the course, it was, you know, it was a natural thing. So, So I think that can be the main thing. It can be quite lonely.
And Peter, how, as someone who tutors on these courses, how do you sort of nurture students who you can see are perhaps a bit quiet or you think might not be asking for the support that they perhaps need?
Yes, that's a very interesting question. You know, people come to an online course for a multitude of reasons. Some come on a course because they can quietly get on. They don't mind feeling isolated. It's a very personal thing. I think my role over the period of time is because I used to tutor on the initial foundation that Sarah was talking about, interestingly enough. So I actually tutored on some of her modules. And yes, it's very easy to interact with those who are more confident, but there's a great awareness within the institution, and I sort of take it on a personal level that, you know, you try and work with each individual. You find what they want out of the particular program. And what I used to do is the forums are open to everybody. So I always used to offer any personal phone calls, for example, and we used to do Skype calls, webinars, etc., on a one-to-one basis, and try and build people's confidence and then bring them back into the forums if that was applicable.
Yeah.
And I find that approach, you know, it's a very bespoke approach, and it can be time consuming, but people are actually very respectable of your time that you're giving to them. And to be honest, the end result, the positivity I got back from that, and, you know, the bottom line is, when we go to graduation, when we actually meet the students, and you can see the joy, not only in their faces, but the family members' faces who come along, you know, makes it all worthwhile, the effort of working on that one-to-one basis.
Yeah.
I think I'd just like to emphasize a couple of things on the downside. Time management is an absolute essential.
Yeah.
We all struggle with it. To study successfully on the online courses that we do, you know, you need to find 15 to 20 hours a week. Now, that sounds a lot, but I always suggest to people to keep a diary of where their time goes now, and then see where they can find 15 or 20 hours. And everybody seems to succeed somehow in gaining that time. So that's the key thing. Yes, there's going to be pressure around assessment times, so that's another key thing to be aware of. But everybody, I think, appreciates in any job that you do, any piece of study that you do, that will bring maybe some stress. So it's learning how to manage stress healthily. And that's a key point that, you know, this is a very personal thing. We all manage stress in a different way, and it will come with studying. But we have got support mechanisms in place. We've got a fantastic support team who are classed as disability and wellbeing, who will, again, work on a one-to-one basis. And it could be some people have got issues with dyslexia, for example, or physical disability. And we provide packages in place to support those. So I work very closely with those teams to help each individual person. And as I say, yes, there's downsides, but if you look at the joy at the end of it, and I'll be seeing Sarah very shortly at graduation, so I'm sure looking at all the smiley faces when we actually have that event, it makes it all worthwhile for each individual as well as the staff as well.
Oh, of course. And Sarah, just to round off really, I mean, what advice would you give to those people who are thinking of studying part-time?
I think that it's a great way of learning that enables you to work, to learn flexibly, as we discussed. Mm. For most people, including myself, at full-time study just isn't an option. It's a way of progressing your career and a great personal achievement. Like Peter said, I actually got a distinction in both courses, which I'm obviously delighted with. Mm. So it's just proof that you can, if you work hard, you can still achieve what you want to, as well as working part-time. Obviously there will be downsides to it, but like Peter said, at the end of it, at graduation, it's what you've achieved. In terms of advice, I mean, like Peter said, the allocation of time, so a study plan, I mean, as much as I created one, and be realistic about it, it won't always work out. There will be days when you're too busy and, you know, personal life sort of gets in the way, but to try and stick to it as much as possible, because the thing is, whilst one of the benefits of the course is that you do have that flexibility, that although the assessments are fixed, the actual modules in between, the actual modules that you're studying, you can do it, you know, if you're, say, going on holiday, you can catch up. But I think just the advice would be to do not let yourself fall too far behind, because it can be a bit overwhelming to try and catch up.
Yeah.
But I think it's been great. USEM have been very supportive, and the tutors have all been great. I think just embrace and take advantage of the help that they offer, really.
Okay. And what's next for you, just in terms of your career and your path in property?
So now I've finished my degree. I had originally planned to do the associate RICS. However, now that I've finished my degree, I've registered onto the APC, mm-hmm. for the RICS. So the next step for me is to become a chartered surveyor. So hopefully, but I have a reasonable amount of experience in the industry, so it does mean that if I can actually do the application in time, that I can fast track that and may be able to sit my interview as early as this time next year, which would be great. I mean, whether that's achievable or not, again, is remains to be seen. Yeah, it's the next step for me, and it's more work, but that was always the end goal. So yeah. just to get on with that now, really.
We wish you the very best of luck with all of that, and hope very much that you enjoy the graduation celebrations coming up this summer. That was Bricks and Mortar from EG with Sarah Jackman. For more information on developing a career in real estate, see the archive of Bricks and Mortar at podbean.com and egi.co.uk.